Thank you, Dr. Cawthron, and thanks for everyone sticking around today. I'm going to talk today about chemical stock destruction. In Texas, especially the southern part of the state, we're dealing with several issues there that we want to relook at some of the chemical stock destruction options. Dr. Robert Lemon did some work numerous years ago and presented that at the Beltwide, but some new things have come along and there's a renewed interest in chemical stock destruction. So I want to recognize some of the other contributors to this. Dr. Danny Frommey's done some similar trials with James Gricker down along the coastal bend of Texas, Dale Mott, Marty Youngman, the IPM agent in Hill County, Jason Ott and Jerry Warren, county agents, in some of the locations we had. Justification for this, basically in the Blacklands of Texas along the coastal bend and down into South Texas, managing cotton stalks after harvest can be a big problem. And like I say, there's been a renewed interest in this because those are some of the strongholds still of the boll weevil eradication. The boll weevil still present there. We've been really successful in most of the other parts of the state, but there are still some strongholds where that boll weevils are still there. So we're trying to get rid of those and we're trying to look at some new options. And again, as we know, the dicamba and 2,4-D resistant cotton varieties are in the pipeline. We wanted to look at some new chemicals to see if we could control those stalks once these varieties come out. This is a field in Hill County, which is just north of Waco, Texas. A picture was taken the 1st of November, and this is cotton regrowth along with volunteer cotton in that field. And most of those plants were hostable for the boll weevil. So that's what we're trying to get rid of. We're trying to get rid of these plants so that we'll get a lot more mortality of the boll weevil during that overwintering period. So the objectives of this study were to evaluate the efficacy of various herbicides for post-harvest chemical stalk destruction and also evaluate the effects of herbicide application timing on post-harvest stalk destruction. And this is kind of a follow-up for some of the things that Dr. Robertson did in Arkansas and us, and also Dr. Lemon did in the Blacklands of Texas about 5 years ago. These locations here in Maroon there, in Medina County down in South Texas, and the Maroon here, Hill County, Texas. The variety was Dynagrow 2570 down in Medina County and DP164 up in Hill County. Plots were relatively small due to some restrictions in some of the grower fields we were working in. Plot design, randomized complete block design, free replicates, and basically at each of those locations we had two application timings and they were side by side. It was not randomized by the application timing. Application 11 gallons per acre either with a spotter sprayer or a CO2 backpack sprayer. And again, efficacy was compared to the untreated check, and that was just a visual rating of that. And we also took a rating of hostable or not for boll weevil at the Hill County location. So again, at the Medina location, Medina County, we had standing stalks, which received all the treatments, and adjacent to it, we had shredded stalks, basically in different plots. Up in Hill County, this is more realistic for most of the farmers. They may mow one day or shred one day, and then they'll make their herbicide application the following day. But due to weather, sometimes we kind of want to look at some of those application timings multiple weeks after the shredding event. So in Hill County, we had shredding one day, or application of herbicides one day after shredding, and then 2 weeks after shredding. This is kind of what we were looking at on some of the shredded stalks. This is the Hill County location, but you can see we had a few leaves, basal regrowth there for some foliar uptake of the herbicides. Again, this was about 20 hours after these stalks were mowed. And this is what the untreated check looked like 8 weeks after the first treatment time, or 8 weeks after mowing, basically. I'm going to spend a little time kind of laying out the table here because the treatments and the table and everything will be very similar for the next four slides. Our treatments here, we had 2,4-D amine, which is a little more user-friendly, 2,4-D ester, both of those at 1 pound acid equivalent, This was the grower standard. I realize it's off label. Everything with the asterisk here indicates that it's not currently labeled for stalk destruction or chemical stalk destruction. But anyway, the producer was putting out their 2,4-D ester at half a pound acid equivalent plus 2 fluid ounces of Remedy. Harmony Extra was once labeled in Texas for chemical stalk destruction. It's no longer labeled for that. Milestone, it's a pasture herbicide, aminopyralid. It has a pretty good environmental package, so that's one reason we wanted to put it in there. And it gives pretty good brush control along with perennial control in pasture. Grazon Next is basically Milestone plus 2,4-D. Clarity, or Dicamba, Weedmaster, which is Dicamba plus 2,4-D, and the Distinct and the Untreated Check. You can see the rates associated there. This is our timing. So again, at the Medina County, this was basically put out. These treatments were put out 1 hour after mowing. And these are our ratings here, percent control at 22 days after treatment, and then 38 days after treatment. A couple things you'll notice here, the 2,4-D applications, not a lot of significant difference here, and part of that was due, I think, to our smaller plot size. So we'll talk mainly about numerical differences here, but there are definitely some consistent trends. Anything with 2,4-D in it typically did better than some of the other combinations. You can see the 2,4-D at ester did consistently a little better at this first rating timing than the amine formulation. Remedy really didn't add a whole lot to it either, 2,4-D in this trial. Harmony Extra, you'll see throughout the ratings and these different application timings, did give us the lowest control, especially, and it took a little longer to work, so a little slower activity there. Milestone, the aminopyralid alone didn't do so well at this particular location, but you added 2,4-D to it and your control was nearly 100% control at 22 days after treatment. Clarity alone, not all that great. You add a little 2,4-D, it seemed to pick up a little bit of activity numerically, and Distinct did well at this location. You look at 38 days after treatment, again, all the 2,4-D, all the compounds with 2,4-D in it provided the overall best control. Kind of the exception there was the Weedmaster, and Distinct did quite well. So this is basically the exact same trial in an adjacent location where we were looking at standing stalks. This field was basically stripped just a few hours before these treatments were put out. So we, again, the same treatments, looking at 22 days after treatment. Again, anything with 2,4-D in it, we got pretty good control with. The ester and amine formulations, again, the amine seemed to be a little slower acting than the ester formulations. Remedy did really well, as you would expect. And then again, the Weedmaster seemed to be a little better on the standing stalks in this particular time. Looking at 38 days after treatment, basically the same trend. Most of them held up really well and even improved to some degree. But again, all the 2,4-D combinations provided the overall best control. Harmony Extra dropped off as we went into those later ratings. So as we get into the Hill County location, I just want to point out there's one treatment difference. We had the 2,4-D ester without the Remedy in it. The particular grower there didn't want to run the risk of having some carryover, so we went at that half rate or half a pound of acid equivalent at that given location. And also there are a lot of producers in that area cutting some of these rates, and we wanted to see what effect it would have. This was basically 20 hours after the stalks were shredded with a flail mower. And similar to the other locations, not a whole lot of difference. The 2,4-D combinations were generally our best option. Here, Milestone did give us a lot better control. Milestone and then also Grazon Next was strong here. Again, the Weedmaster, which is Dicamba plus 2,4-D, gave us at least numerically better control than the Clarity did in that situation. At 57 days after treatment, we got, again, the 2,4-D amine and ester held up fairly well. You see that half rate of 2,4-D kind of dropped off a little bit, again, mainly numerically. But anything, again, with 2,4-D in it had the overall best control. Harmony Extra, again, didn't provide us the control that we really needed. Now, what we did at this location, it was kind of a, I was trying to figure out a way to rate these individual things to determine whether they had hostable plants there. So the way these ratings work in this last column is basically if there was one hostable plant in that plot, I just rated it as present. If there wasn't, then it was absent. So this number here, basically we got 87% control, 2,4-D ester at 57 days after treatment at the half pound rate, but two out of the three reps had at least one hostable plant in that plot. So you can go through here. So first of all, the big difference in the low rate of 2,4-D, even though the efficacy was for the most part very similar, statistically similar, we did have hostable plants present in those plots, which would mean the producers would have to either apply another herbicide or plow or whatever, but get rid of those plants according to the boll weevil eradication program. Harmony Extra, within each of those reps, there was at least one hostable plant. And something that was really surprising to me is the 2,4-D, or the Clarity and Distinct, both had hostable plants in two out of the three plots. At least two out of the three plots. But again, anything with the combination or at least 1 pound of acid equivalent, 2,4-D, we did not have any hostable plants there. So that was the one day after shredding. We came back, and again, an adjacent location. We made the same applications, but at 14 days after shredding. Again, the best control, the 2,4-Ds, the Harmony Extra really dropped off. Especially at that first rating, as you may expect, it's a fairly slow-acting herbicide. Picked up a little bit at that 44 days after treatment. Milestone and Grazon Next, extremely strong there. And again, the Weedmaster, considerably stronger than the Clarity at that early application. Dropped off here, again, no significant difference, but numerical differences there. So going out to the 44 days after treatment, a lot of them with 95%+ control. But all of them have basically a 2,4-D combination, 2,4-D in it. Looking at the percent hostable plots there, Harmony Extra, we did have one of the three plots did have a hostable plant in it. Same with the Clarity and same with the Distinct, which again was a little surprising to me. Just a visual here, we had a lot of cotton that came up, seedling cotton that came up in these plots between those two application timings, so due to a lot of rainfall during the fall. So one of the benefits we gained, even though it wasn't quantified here because the seedlings weren't consistent throughout the plots, is we picked up all the seedling from those waiting 2 weeks. And you can see from the previous slides, you realize we didn't drop off any on the efficacy. So this was 31 days after mowing, basically. 2,4-D ester at 1 pound acid equivalent, 1 day after shredding application. This was a 14 day after shredding. So see, we basically, the control was the same, but we were able to pick up those seedling plants out there. And this is Weedmaster, and at one, this was 1 day, and then 14 days. And this is Grazon Next, even 1 day. So we can see we may have some soil residual activity there, which in some cases may be a good thing. In other cases, maybe could cause some problems. So I visited with Dow about whether they would pursue a label for chemical stalk destruction in cotton, and they seem at least somewhat interested in looking into that. So kind of in summary here, we do have some good, we can get good to excellent kill of these chemical of cotton stalks using numerous hormone herbicides, but 2,4-D was the most effective and the most versatile of all those treatments. Clarity and Distinct, again, a little less consistent, and Harmony Extra, really the only place it would be considered effective would be on those freshly mowed stalks. So in conclusion, and I think there's something that needs to be is very important to the Texas cotton farmers is that they're going to need an economically feasible and effective compound to replace 2,4-D and dicamba before these 2,4-D and dicamba resistant cotton varieties come out there. Otherwise, we're going to have a lot of problem with volunteer cotton, and we're going to have a lot of stalk destruction problems. Because you can see there are a lot of the other ones just don't stack up to the 2,4-D right now as far as chemical stalk destruction. I would like to thank the cooperators and the funding from the Texas State Support Committee and Cotton Incorporated. I'll be happy to answer any questions you have. Yeah, John.
Dr. Morgan, did you take into account any residual nitrogen in the plot with all the rain? And were the foliage used on the fields, were they desiccants or
not? And for answer your question, we did not check the nitrogen in the field. We did have considerable rainfall, and we got a lot more growth than we probably would have in a lot of other years. On your question about the defoliants, there were defoliants and usually desiccants, because these were all strip plots. And I could get the specifics, but summarizing that. Yeah, Warren?
Again, before we were eradication, 99% is not acceptable.
No.
1% would be about 300 plants per acre, and that is way too many plants for the boll weevil. So nothing less than 100 is acceptable for the eradication program.
Yep. And that's the reason I took those hostable ratings, is to give actual feel for, you know, that. Even if you got 80% control, some of those regrew. Yeah. Yeah. And I was surprised how quickly they regrew and became hostable.
Sure.
Yeah. Any other questions? All right, thanks.
Okay, let me hand.